In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and for sinners unto them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you all. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, because he has dealt bountifully with me. How long, O Lord, forget me forever?
Take away our sin from us, O Lord, we beseech you, that with pure minds we may enter the Holy of Holies through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.
How long will my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemies say, I have prevailed against him. Lest those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father,
that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou holy art holy, thou holy art the Lord. Thou holy, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, rule and govern our hearts by your Holy Spirit, that we may not, like the rich man, hear your word in vain and become so devoted to worldly things that we forget eternal things, but that we serve those who are in need and not defile ourselves with carousing and pride. Help us from despair when we experience trials and misfortunes, and move us to trust wholly in your fatherly help and grace, so that in faith and in Christian patience, we may overcome all things. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the first Sunday after Trinity is written in the book of Genesis, chapter 15. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram, I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eleazar of Damascus. And Abram said, Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir, and your very own son shall be your heir. And he brought him outside and said, Look toward the heavens and number the stars, if you are able to number them. Then he said to him, So shall your offspring be. And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness. This is the word of the Lord.
I said, Lord, be merciful to me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble.
Our second reading is written in 1 John chapter 4. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, but hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, whoever loves God must also love his brother. This is the word of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia. O Lord my God, in you I put my trust. Save me from all those who persecute me and deliver me, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, "There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man died and was carried by angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. And in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, 'Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame.' But Abraham said, 'Child, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us.' And he said, 'Then I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have 5 brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment.' But Abraham said, 'They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them.' And he said, 'No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent.' He said to him, 'If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead.'" This is the gospel of our Lord. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to he ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated.
Come, my soul, with every care. Jesus loves to answer prayer. He himself has bid thee pray, therefore will not turn away. Thou art coming to a king, large petitions with thee bring, for his grace and power are such, none can ever ask too much. With thy burden I begin, Lord, remove this load of sin. Let thy blood for sinners spilt set my conscience free from guilt. Lord, thy rest to me impart, take possession of my heart. There thy blood-bought right maintain, and without a rival reign. While I am a pilgrim here,
gracious God, our Heavenly Father, these words which are prepared for your people be to the glory of Christ and for his name's sake. The words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable for Christ Jesus' sake. Amen.
Show me what is mine to do. Every hour my strength renew. Let me live a life of faith. Let me die thy people's death.
In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In our epistle reading this morning, we are told that God is love. And it is a phrase that gets thrown around a lot, but do we actually know what it means? The phrase God is love can only be understood in light of the cross of Christ for our redemption. The cross of Christ is the qualifier in which we begin to wrap our minds around the understanding that God is love. This has been part of the instruction of our two young confirmands, which they demonstrated this understanding this past Wednesday in their questioning. That is, they had begun to learn the definitions of words and terms in order to make sense of how God is love. Their confirmation is no kind of graduation. Just like the rest of us are called to a lifelong learning of what God has done for us in Christ Jesus. First, though, we have to know what God is being spoken of. And secondly, we need to understand how love is defined. The right God is the one who has revealed himself in his word as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and which we confess in the creeds. In order for you to believe, speak of love rightly, you must believe that Christ has come to take our death, and in doing so, he has paid the debt of our sin, that he sacrificed himself in service to others. And so, it is only in Christ that we can know the love of God. It is only in Christ that we abide in his love. This agape love is self-sacrificing love. And so we live our lives in the self-giving love of God. And we are filled with this type of love because God dwells with us and in us. It is in this we begin to live out the same sort of love that God lives out for us. This is where John in our epistle lesson comes to talk about perfect love, or love being perfected in us. Now, he does not mean perfect in the sense of being without flaw. Agape love is a love of concern, of compassion, intelligence, and the desire for the welfare of the beloved. Perfect love is love that has accomplished what it is set out to do. It is love that has reached its goal. John tells us that the love of God achieves its goal in us when we have no fear of judgment, but rather we have confidence and therefore no fear of death. The goal of the love of God toward us is that we are saved, that we know that we have no reason for fear of death and hell, but that we know the realities of sin and forgiveness, and we trust in them, and we trust in Him. And only in that we do not fear the judgment, because we are in His love, and He is in us, and we are just like Him, righteous by His gifts, and fit for everlasting life. Being filled with this love, being filled with God, is the consequence of the confession of Christ that Jesus is the Son of God and that He has died for you, and by His stripes you are healed. John said that there is no fear in love because perfect love casts out fear. That does not mean flawless love, but love, the love of God that has achieved its goal in you. And that goal is faith and trust in God and in His love for you. There is no fear in this love because we know that the love of God, we know the love of God, and we live in that love. So we know that our lives are in His love, and we cannot be frightened by judgment, and therefore our life must serve God's good and gracious will. And His good and gracious will must serve our life. And so we live in this love because He first loved us, and this love brings about a result in us. Since we are the recipients of God's love, and since by our faith in Christ, God dwells in us, we are filled with this love by virtue of being Christian. Since it is not a love of mere emotion, it is not a feeling that suffices us. It is a comprehension and a compassion and an understanding and a concern from us, as it was those things for us by God Himself. And so it is aimed at one another, our brother, as John says. It is our fellow believer, particularly our fellow members of this congregation, the church and family in which the love of God has placed us. Brothers and sisters born of the same Heavenly Father. John says here that you must love your brother, because he is whom God has given you to love. When you love your brother, you are actually loving God. And when you love God, you do it, or you show it, by loving your brother. We love our brother because of the love of God in us and for us. We are compelled to be concerned for the welfare of our brothers, born of the same Father, born of the same love, and filled with the same love as you. If you claim to love God, but do not love the one born of God, then you are at best a liar. The one who claims to love God, but hates the one who, in whom God is present, standing before them, cannot actually love God. Again, the writer of our gospel, or our epistle, says, "He who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen." And so you are to love the person because they love God who fills them. There is only love and hate. There is no middle ground. To not love is to hate. And so the one who loves God should love his brother also. By faith in Christ and love for God, you are doing the commandment, and you love the ones who are also in connection with God and his love. You must, because if you don't love your brother, John has already said that you cannot love God, so you must be fulfilling the commandment by genuine faith in Christ. Again, this is not a matter of emotion, only but of your mind and of your will. He encourages you to be deliberate about loving one another. And we need this love of our fellow Christian. We need that encouragement. We have been called here this day for this very purpose. We cannot sense the love of God. We can only hear about it in the cross of Jesus Christ. We can, however, feel the troubles of life and sense the fears and the pressures of life. It is in the face of these things and the temptations of the world and the false teachings of those who oppose Christ that we need the encouragement from one another. This kind of encouragement goes a long way, and it is especially needed for our young confirmands as they go forth. Thanks be to God that he has given us a common faith in which we can express who God is and what he has done, so that we can know we do not stand alone, but that we stand together, that we are bound in love through Christ, that God has given you to me, and me he has given to you, to love and to serve one another, to be encouraged so that we might stand in perfect love, the love of God that has accomplished its goal in us, so that we are not filled with fear by the coming of judgment, but that we stand in confidence in Christ, that he has forgiven you, that he loves you, and that he has promised you eternal life with him. Indeed, what a great gift our God has given to us. And so let us be encouraged by this good news, and let us encourage one another that we live out that love of Christ in our daily lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Amen.
Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we pray that you would bless this, our offering, that here in this place we may continue to proclaim your love for us in Christ Jesus, who was crucified, died, risen, and ascended for us, and that he will come again in glory for us. We commend this to you, and we pray all of us through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The congregation may be seated. At this time, I would invite our confirmands to please come forward. The congregation may follow along on page 272 of the hymnal. Please. Right up here. Beloved in the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ said to his apostles, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." You have been baptized and catechized in the Christian faith according to our Lord's bidding. Jesus said, "Whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." Lift up your hearts, therefore, to the God and of all grace, and joyfully give answer to what I now ask you in the name of the Lord. Do you this day, in the presence of God and this congregation, acknowledge the gifts that God gave you in your baptism? If so, answer, "Yes, I do." Do you renounce the devil? If so, say, "Yes, I renounce him." Do you renounce all his works? If so, answer, "Yes, I renounce them." Do you renounce all his ways? If so, answer, "Yes, I renounce them." Do you believe in God the Father Almighty? If so, answer, "Yes, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth." Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord? If so, answer, "Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead." Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? If so, answer, "Yes, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting." Do you hold all the prophetic and apostolic scriptures to be the inspired word of God? If so, answer, "I do." Do you confess the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church drawn from the Scriptures as you have learned to know it from the small catechism to be faithful and true? If so, answer, "I do." Do you intend to hear the Word of God and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully? If so, answer, "I do, by the grace of God." Do you intend to live according to the Word of God and in faith, word, and deed, to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even to death? If so, answer, "I do, by the grace of God." Do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession and the church, and to suffer all, even death, rather than to fall away from it? If so, answer, "I do, by the grace of God." We rejoice with thankful hearts that you have been baptized and have received the teaching of the Lord. You have confessed the faith and have been absolved your sins. As you continue to hear the Lord's word and to receive his blessed sacrament, he who began his good work in you will bring it to completion on the day of Jesus Christ. Rex, the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. Amen. Rex, you have chosen Joshua 1:9 as your confirmation verse, which reads, Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. May it be so for you. Mia, the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. Amen. Mia, your confirmation verse that you have chosen is Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. May it be so for you. Let us pray. Please stand. Almighty and most merciful Father, in the waters of holy baptism, you have united your children in the suffering and death of your Son, Jesus Christ, cleansing them by his blood. Renew them. Renew in them the gift of your Holy Spirit, that they may live in daily contrition and repentance with a faith that ever clings to their Savior. Deliver them from the power of Satan and preserve them from false and dangerous doctrines, that they may remain faithful in hearing Christ's word and receiving his body and blood. By the Lord's Supper, strengthen them to believe that no one can make satisfaction for sin but Christ alone. Enable them to find joy and comfort only in him, learning from this sacrament to love you and their neighbor and to bear their cross with patience and joy until the day of the resurrection of their bodies to life immortal. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you. Amen. You may return to your seats. We continue with the prayers of the church. Let us pray. We pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their need. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for all your goodness, and we bless you for the love that sustains us from day to day. We praise you for the gift of your Son, our Savior, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, for your holy church, for the means of grace, for the lives of all faithful and just people, and for the hope of the life to come. Help us to treasure in our hearts all that you have done for us and enable us to show our thankfulness in lives that are wholly given to your service. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, save and defend your whole church, purchased with the precious blood of Christ. Strengthen your faithful people through the word and holy sacraments, making them perfect in love, charitable in good works, and fervent in prayer, to establish in them the faith once delivered to the saints. Grant wisdom and heavenly grace to all pastors and to those who hold office in your church, that by their devoted service, faith may abound and your kingdom increase. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, preserve our nation in justice and honor, that we may lead a peaceable life with integrity. Grant health and favor to all who bear office in our land, especially the President and Congress of these United States, the Governor and the Legislature of the State of Nebraska, for our Mayor and community leaders, and all who make, administer, and judge our laws. Help them to serve your people according to your holy will. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, take from us all hatred and prejudice and give us the spirit of love and order our days in your peace. Prosper the labor of those who work to bring peace and justice to the nations of the world. Remember those who serve us in the armed forces, especially Todd, Angela, Jacob, Madison, Kyle, and Damon. We pray that they and all who serve may do so with honor and integrity. So also we pray that you would protect and defend those who protect and defend us, especially our police and emergency workers, that we may lead quiet and peaceable lives in all godliness and honesty. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, we praise you for the gift of human life. Look favorably upon expectant mothers. We especially pray for Katie and for Haley. Grant that throughout their time of pregnancy, that mother and child may be kept safe from harm and danger, and that you may be glorified in the giving of life. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Father, our time is in your hands. Look with favor upon those who celebrate birthdays this week. We remember Kyle and Brett. Strengthen their trust in your goodness and bless them with your abiding love all the days of their life. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Father, we give you thanks for the gift of marriage. We especially remember Kale and Haley, Dwayne and Sue, Dave and Carrie, who celebrate their gift of marriage this week. Assist them always by your grace, that with true fidelity and steadfast love, they may ever honor and keep their promises, that they grow in love toward you and love for each other through every joy and sorrow shared. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, by your word and Holy Spirit, comfort those who are in sorrow, those who are in need, those who are sick or facing adversity. We especially remember our homebound and shut-ins, Eldine, Janine, Audrey, Bev, Benny, Lenora, Thaniel, and Lois. So also we pray for those whose needs are known to you and who have asked for our prayers. We remember Isabel, Stacy, Dwayne, Nick, Karen, Lana, Mark, and Dan. These and all whom we name in our hearts this day, we pray that you would be their comfort and their strength, that you would relieve them of their pain, guard them from all danger, and restore them to health according to your good and gracious will. But most certainly we pray that you would grant to them the full assurance of your love for them in Christ Jesus. Lord, in your mercy, Holy Father, here in this place you open the gate of heaven, for according to Christ's word, your Son is bodily present with us in the sacrament of this altar. Bring us in repentance and faith to eat and drink worthily at his supper this day, and through its forgiveness and healing, that we put off the old self and be renewed in true righteousness and holiness. Lord, in your mercy, all these things and whatever else you know that we need, we pray that you would grant to us, dear Father, for the sake of Jesus Christ, who died and rose again, and now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who having created all things, took on human flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake he died on the cross and rose from the dead to put an end to death, thus fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Savior Jesus Christ keep you strong and steadfast, both body and soul, life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Amen.
Without end. Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to Almighty God that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same faith in toward you and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.